Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Y-Keem. I'm here with my man.
This is Jay.
And I'm here with my man's
Mike.
And you are tuned in to Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world?
What's up, world?
Now, today is going to be a little something crazy. So, we going to get on y'all women.
Oh, man.
We about to get on the women, man. Hey, look, man, we are not sexist. Okay, we love females.
Man, I ain't gonna have nowhere to sleep tonight. Oh, man.
I'll be in the studio tonight.
Why you have to do this today, man? Why you couldn't do this another day?
Hey, it's a good thing that maybe this podcast won't come out for another month. Hopefully. All right, so today we're gonna talk about women and their spending habits.
Oh, man. Out of all the things, why would you pick this, man? Oh, my God.
Women and they spending habits. Let me tell you something, man. That this is what gets me sometimes. Like, you know, my woman sometimes, you know, she'll be like, look, can I get this guy? I'm like, hold on, don't you got money? And stuff be coming to the, you know, Amazon. Oh, my God. Amazon is the most beautiful, ugliest, disaster, wonderful thing.
That notification.
Hey, I'm going to charge you to sell your stuff for you.
Hey, but you know, this is the thing. When a woman gets on Amazon, let me tell you something about what one woman do. Look, she bought some stuff I didn't even know existed. Now, I'm like, what? Look, and she, okay, we got cereal boxes, right? And so I come to the house, and there's always Amazon packages. I'm like, where the fuck is all these Amazon packages coming? Oh, she's pulling out this damn thing where you put cereal in. I'm like, that's white people shit. Yeah. Like, she's like, well, I was just thinking I'd purport a cereal. What the fuck?
I came into my house the other day, and my wife takes me to the kitchen and goes, let me show you this. And I'm like, okay. She opens the drawer and all the knives are like organized in this catty thing. And I'm like, how much was that? And she's like, it was awesome. I'm like,
how much it cost?
And she won't tell me. And it was like, but it's beautiful. It looks good. It looks organized. My kitchen is like that big. I mean,
man.
Go ahead.
My house, man. Listen. Check this out. You said your kitchen is big. All right. My kitchen this big. And we got everything. Get it times three.
What's up with the spending habits?
Man, hey, how you gonna get a kitchen full of things times three without spending? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but here's the thing. My wife doesn't cook.
Hey.
And still she puts shit in the kitchen. She doesn't cook. I'm the one who cooks.
Okay.
Oh, well, I can't say that one.
But the thing is, so what does she get? She really getting stuff that should be got, really? Or is that some shit that she just see? You'll be like, I think that'll look good.
Man, we got brand new dishes. And we got brand new dishes. And we got some new dishes. Hold up, though. We got some new pots. And we got some more new pots.
And how you
but go? Plus, you know, the pots fry, right?
Yeah.
We got air fryers. We got deep fryers. We got another fryer. And let me remind you of this. My kitchen is this big.
Oh, man. Once you get an air fryer, do you need any other fryers?
Man, my wife told me, I think a week ago, that it was a grill or something that she wanted. It is going in the kitchen too. So,
no, check this out. My freezer.
Don't kill me either.
My refrigerator broke down and it started costing my light bill to go to $300. I was like, okay. So when I get the check from the government, it was like, okay, I'm gonna go get a new fridge, right? And I wanted it to just go alone because I knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah.
I ended up going with my wife. Now we have a washer and dryer and refrigerator. I have no idea what happened. My power was completely stripped from the guy. I was like, baby, don't, it's the fridge. And she's like, well, we need a washer and dryer. I was like, oh, no, we don't. Man, still look, works, you know.
Hey, let me tell you something. Because I got a 7-month-old, man. And let me tell you something. When it comes to women that's having babies in Amazon, whatever they see that the other child didn't get, they won't. Y'all don't think, man, look. The living room ain't even living room no more. Then it got so many stuff, and I'm like, did y'all see the jumpy thing?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, what do you need that for? He don't even care about it. He get in that jump. What? Like, it's never again. And they, man, look, let me tell you something. And sometimes, like, it should go out there, and it should spin, and it should forget that she's spinning. And so when something come up, and she be like, well, you know, this ain't no $25. Oh, I say, you got $25. Nah, oh, I don't. Hold on. I get to calculate. Okay, yeah. If you make $300, $400 a week, you ain't paying none of this. That's 400 times 4. You know what I mean? That's 1600. How in the hell? So guess what? I'm sitting there. Look, dog, I'm sitting at the couch, right? And a package come in. And she's like, I think it's your package. It ain't my package. I know.
Yeah.
But I got
I think it's your pack now. Nah, it ain't my pack. So I ain't even look at it, right?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning and then I was like, man, let me see what this is. So I pull it out and it's some damn stickers of Baby Yoda. Why? What is all of this? Do we really need it? And then you know how women is, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know they'll get mad at you. When
oh
you,
yeah,
when you,
man.
Oh, they gonna get mad.
It's the end of the world.
When you say, man, why you spending all that? Well, why even say something? You know, go and break my pockets.
Oh yeah.
Well, hey, I'm glad I ain't.
I don't understand their way their math works. Cause you kind of
I can tell you
they ain't even using math.
Like, let me tell you, bro. I know for a fact. Look, these women ain't using no math. They grabbing that and say, "Hey, honey," they just gonna go like this, this, this.
No, check this out. We got a tax return. It was quite a big money, and I said, "Don't look at that money, because that money's already spent." And he goes, "Why?" I was like, well, we got this, we got this, we got this, we got this.
Yeah.
And I still went and I put $100 in her account just because, you know, and then I took her out, I bought her clothes, I bought her all this and all this kind of stuff. You know, the money's running low. And then she goes, oh, I need $100. I was like, I put $100 in your account. Too. Yeah. No, but they don't count. I'm asking for $100.
How they don't count?
I was like, how they, like, my words exactly. It was like, how the hell do they don't count? He goes, is the money all gone? I go, this cost $1,000.
I don't think I broke the code on it when it comes to women and spending money. The code is this right here. If they got the time to spend, they going to spend.
No doubt.
You know what you got to do? You got to keep them busy. You got to keep them getting mad at the kids and all that stuff, so they ain't got time to spend. So they can come to, let me tell you something, because when they come to you, they'll be like, you know what so and so did, what so so and did, so so did. You just be like, really? Really? Then you know you checking Amazon.
I gotta ask you a question, guys.
Hey, she don't know this, but when she in it, she gonna be tripping. She be telling me everything the kids did. I be thinking, okay, we ain't got nothing coming this week. She been occupied all week. Okay, I can't wait to school out. Oh, we ain't gonna get nothing from Amazon.
I'm gonna have to test that one out. You say this one ain't coming out for a couple of weeks.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does your wife bug you about the size of the closet and throwing away your clothes? Your clothes?
Look, homie. Oh, my. Look. She
what
just,
the hell is that? That's
like, my girl just cleaned the closet yesterday. And she bought another shoe rack. That's why I'm giving you that one. She said, that one ain't going to work. I didn't even know the shoe rack got that. I said, what is this? She said, oh, I got the shoe rack. When did you get the shoe rack? That's why I'm giving you that one. She said, well, I don't like the way that one is. So she took all my shoes, threw it down, put them on top, boom, boom. So I'm like, all right, cool. Okay, but I want these shoes right here. Like, no, put them up there. I don't want this to be in the way. But let me tell you something, what's going to happen. I ain't the one gonna fuck up the closet.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I ain't gonna be the one to fuck up the closet. But as soon as the closet get fucked up, and I throw one thing down, one thing.
Oh, hell.
It's my fault.
Hey, oh, hell yeah.
Is it, hey, look, y'all did this. What? Hey, look, hey, I'm going to show y'all something. I want y'all to do this with y'all women, okay? Because, look, they will spin, they will do this, and they'll throw it on you. Hey, we're not anti-women. We just keeping it gutter. All right, this is what you should do with y'all women. When just say when the house get messed up, and they be like, oh, the house is messed up, the house is messed up. This is what y'all need to do. Go around and start picking up stuff and be like, yours. Yours. That's what I do. I swear, yeah. Yours. 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 Ain't none of this shit mine.
You know what I do? Whenever that situation come up and we get to clean it up, man, I be through it like 2 minutes and I just sit out like, man, all this over here, yours. You know, like, no, I'm through.
And it's still your fault.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still your fault.
Well, in my house, my wife cleans everything like crazy. She cannot see anything disorganized. Except when it's hers. When it's hers, it's like, I didn't have time to pick it up.
Yeah,
I was like, why are you bugging me about my shit that I should go all the way in the corner where nobody sees it?
Yeah.
But your shit is over here. You know, and you're bugging me about my shit over there.
Man, they love. I'm going to tell you something. A woman got the right of way. She got the right to spin. She got the right to fuck up the house. She got the right to do all that. But then, you know what really gets you is when you're working. You know, every man say, you working your butt off. And it's like, you always busy. You got to hit a whip. You always spending. Shit, I'm busy because you always spending.
Man, I'd die if I see it to my wife. It'd be over with. It's over.
It's over with.
I had it.
Here lays Jay Lenore.
Well, yesterday she got mad at me because I went to a meeting. That's why I couldn't understand. I couldn't pick up the phone. I was
And you never called back either.
Oh, man. You sound like my wife. No, what happened was that I went to a meeting for a book, and I'm drawing the book and all this kind of stuff. That's why it took such a long time. I came home like around 11 or something like that. And I'm like, okay, I got to start on another book that I'm working on. And so I was going to go to the studio, and she was like, where are you going? I was like, work. It's like, oh, so you come here late and you gotta work? And I'm like, I gotta make the fucking money.
Yeah.
In order to get all this shit.
That, I was like, I don't think that.
Most women that
don't got, you know, that's doing independent, I don't really think they look at it like that.
Well, my wife works. That's the crazy part.
They money is they money, though.
Exactly.
that's really how they look, bro. If I went out there, I make $1,000. I make $1,500 this week. Just have to make $1,500. If I go out there and I spend
$1,300
and they ask, say, can you get this? I'm like, oh, man, I'm broke. You broke? See, it'll be a difference. But they can make their money. Man, they gonna spend all that shit.
Man, it don't even matter.
It don't even matter.
Hey, I just went through that a couple weeks ago, too, man. We went to Memphis, right? And, man, we got a big old argument behind it, too, man. She was like, she asked me for some money for something I don't even remember. I just said I ain't have it, you know. She was like, you just got paid. I'm like, yeah, but I got this and that that I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to do something. So I got it when I don't. Yeah, I just told her I ain't have it, you know what I'm saying? It was just hell.
Oh, man, look, me and my girl done went through it. This how she get me, though. She'll be like, well, all right, cool. I'm just going to use one of my credit cards. Like, why are you going to use that? Well, you know, you say you ain't got it, so.
But you will get it in a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to just do this. And then she hit me with the, man, I got to pay my credit card bill. I'm paying for it anyway.
Yeah.
If you ain't got the money, you feel what I mean?
Yeah.
And like you said, it'd be some heated argument. Look, man, one thing about it, man, when it comes down to that money. But see, this, and I be trying to explain, like, look. My time and what I'm doing is going to get us to a point where we ain't going to have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You feel me? It'll get to a point where it's like, okay, you go up there, you swiping, you spinning, you doing what you're doing. You ain't got to worry about that. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? But I think, Yeah, I know. You know, women are emotional creatures. We love them to death, but we know they're emotional and they got that short fuse. You know, and I just think this is the way they made, man. You know, it's just not, hey. And one thing about, oh my God, this part to get me, and I know y'all done had this.
What's that?
A woman does not let a motherfucking thing go.
Oh, no. Hey.
They will bring some shit up that happened a year ago. Well, and you like, what the, what? I don't be remembering something. I'm like, what the, you remember what the, no, I don't. It was a fucking year ago. I'm not trying to remember. It's right. Called the past. I don't. Oh, you know, women, they go, but they only bring it up when it's that time when they try to.
Man, hey, I'm glad you said that, man. Now I don't feel so bad. I go through that all the time. I don't feel, but I'm glad you broke that up.
What about you?
Actually, that's one of the reasons I married my wife. She never brings shit up.
Oh, you she, got it good.
Lucky no, she head. Actually, this is the God honest truth. I actually married a great woman. Because whenever we have an argument, we stick to the argument. That's it. That's all that we do. Oh,
that's perfect.
And I'm like, and we never jail. We never do this. And probably because we recently got married 4 years ago. But we never... Like, oh, remember that shit that you did? No, never had to. So, I love
maybe, maybe, yeah, you got. I ain't never had one of those.
Yeah, me either. Never.
You know, I stick to the site, stick to that argument. Oh, hell no. We can be talking about, look.
That's flames.
Look, let me tell you something. We can be talking about, look, why didn't put cheese on my taco? You know what I mean? I'm like, well, baby, you know, they probably put you on taco color. Nah, they knew about the cheese. They don't even worry about the cheese. But you know what? You know what really gets me, though? You always got something to say about that. But look, what about the Diddy go turn and say, well, you know.
You remember that time?
Remember that time?
You
that
Applebee's?
What the fuck? I don't want to remember that
1989.
And then it goes from there.
And we went there 80 times.
And then we get our food. We ain't even talking about food no more. Then we talking about the car. And then we talking about, well, we just clean this shit up. What the fuck? Like, how we go from, because they didn't put cheese on your shit, to why my fucking car got 4 water bottles on the ground. What the fuck? Is that? Hey, that shit be getting me. I do be. Hey, look, and I'm telling you, man, you got a good one. Because I ain't met one like that yet.
Oh, no.
Not even to be with. Just
well, another thing is, like, it actually helps that I'm deaf in one ear. So
it don't go in one and come out the other. That bitch just but look, let me tell you, you ever go through this with your woman? Don't be honest. Just be honest. Like, sometimes you damn if you do and you damn if you don't. Like,
oh hell yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Now I know. Look, I ain't gonna lie. Like, my girl be like, she be like, leave me alone. Okay, go away. So I go away for hours. You know, I leave alone for hours. The next day, I leave her alone. Because I don't know. Then it's like,
you should have did this.
You should have done. What the fuck? But on the whole flip side, I don't walk away. And then but you keep telling yourself, okay, you say if I don't do this, I don't do that. God damn. I damn if I do. Damn if I don't.
That is totally
man. Yeah.
Look, he said that's true. He don't want to speak about that situation.
Yeah, no, it's
I probably won't get so many gray hairs. That knowing, cause a lot of times we don't even be talking about this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We hit each other up all the time, but we don't want to talk about that. But man, golly, I ain't crazy.
No, you ain't crazy. No.
No.
Yeah.
No. Here's the thing that I noticed. The reason we don't talk about it is, the reason we are kind of like, we think that our situation is unique is because we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
But the girls, oh, shit.
Oh, they talk about it.
Dude, they're talking
about it. Oh, they talk about it.
Let them get,
lie. Hey, you know, my girl, you know, she ain't really got no friends out here, but, you know, once she do and gets a friend, look, one thing about girls, they would get in that group and they going to talk about all this. We don't talk about it because of us being man. It's like, are you nagging about your girl? Nah,
yeah.
Fuck that. We ain't nagging. Look, dude, this is what it is.
Exactly. Well, here's the
thing. Help me out. What if you tell me to do this and I do it, and you say no, you should have did this, then I do that. Then you say, well, you should have did that. What the fuck do you want?
Here's the one that I.
Do a woman really know what they want? Like, if you really think about it, do they really know what they want?
No, no, they don't. I ain't gonna touch this one.
Oh, why now? I'll give you a
prime example of this right now. We would just went on a trip to Miami, and we were on the line, and one of the officers going to TSA, he opened up the line, and I go, "Honey, go," and she goes, "No." I go, "Okay." I turn around, she's actually going in, and then I'm going, "You said no," and then she goes, "Oh," and then she came back, and so I started walking toward her, and then she goes, "Make up your mind." I'm like, "You're the one who said no." And I'm like, "Never mind." And she's like, "You're being emotional." And I'm like,
"Hey, bro, I go through the same. You don't want to touch that one?" Yeah. Do they really like?
The thing about it, what I think, though, I think is this.
I'll tell you why he doesn't want to talk about it. Because you have a cheap sofa. And it's really bad when you sleep on it.
All the reason why I wasn't going to talk about it, I might as well, because it's a few weeks off, so I got time to tell her. Do they really know what they want? I think it's this. Just like us, you know what I'm saying? Well, me. Yeah, you do know what you want, but sometimes it be more. You know what I'm saying? Like, they probably got this in their head, but then it's more to it than just exactly that. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it, like they say, the eyes are never satisfied with seeing. You can see everything, you still want to see more. That's what I think.
Well, the thing
What about when it comes to the emotional side of it? Like, you know, they be like, "Look, I want a good man." Then they get a good man, then it's like, "Well, hold on. Is he a good man?" Like, I think they doubt themselves sometimes.
Yeah, you know what that be? You want me to tell you what that be? What I think it be, like I said, we don't sit around and talk about this, but they sit around and talk about stuff like that, friends, and then so of course they gonna automatically pull up, "Man, she said," well, they ain't gonna say she said this or they said this, but you know, they done had that conversation, so they probably like, "Well, what about this right here?" Because it was the conversation that they had with somebody else.
Here's the situation with women when it comes to, like, they want a good man and all the kind of stuff, is that they have an idea of what a guy's supposed to be like, okay?
Since they was young and they wanted a wedding and a white dress and all that old traditional shit.
Yeah, so
I know y'all married, but, you know.
No, but here's the thing. It's like,
happily married.
You know, I'm happily.
Ain't no such thing as happily, but I'm gonna touch on that.
No, but like, for example, I met this girl. She was my roommate, and she's single. She's beautiful, hard body, gorgeous breasts, awesome ass. Like this
damn man, you are really about to talk yourself out the house.
Oh no. My wife knows that I talk about women on that aspect of, like, I tell her, it's like, "Look, she has beautiful breasts. Oh my god, did you see the ass of that girl?" I'll go ahead and I'm telling you, I marry a good woman.
Check this out. No, I was in Olive Garden the other day, and bro, I promise, my mind was on something else. I don't even know what, and I guess somebody walked by that looked like something. I don't know. I didn't even see it. My wife snapped out like, "Yeah, you gonna keep looking?" I'm like, I didn't even know she was talking to me at first, because, you know, I really wasn't even paying no attention. But man, shit, you gotta
check this out.
I gotta pop your collar one time.
She actually did that one time. I was in a pharmacy. I don't know if you ever been to that restaurant. It's outdoors, you know.
Where about?
In East Nashville.
Now, what's the name of it?
Pharmacy. Oh, nah. It's
ain't no black people going there. All right, go ahead.
Something
called the pharmacy. Yeah. Nah, that's white people shit. They going to get some Zedek balls or something. The pharmacy? Yeah. Nah, nigga, I ain't even going to try that.
So we're sitting on this, like, picnic tables type of thing. You know, it's outside. It's a burger joint. And the waitress kept on going back and forth. And the thing is that I'm instantly distracted. And there was nobody around. We were kind of quiet. So whenever the waitress passed, I kind of kept on looking at her, but not because I was looking at the waitress. It was just something there. And she goes, "Do you want to get her phone number?" And I'm like, "Who?" "Her." I go, oh, hell no, she has no tits. Now, that one over there.
Man, I wouldn't have got that out.
Nah, I said, that one over there, that one is nice.
Oh, yeah, you got a good one. Yeah.
For real.
OV. Man, I ain't even did a video with a female yet because I don't know how my girl going to react. So I'm trying to ease it on in one day.
Well, here's the thing. I put it really bad with my girl, because when we met, I was 42 or something like that. And I was happy being a bachelor. I'm an artist. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a photographer.
You're fucking that thing to walk.
Yeah, and you know, I paint. I paint a lot of women that are nudes, and you know, I photograph women that are nude.
Yeah,
and all this kind of stuff.
Then fuck them afterwards.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you do.
That is only his claim. We don't fuck afterwards.
No, but I'm very respectful and all this kind of stuff. And one of the things that has followed me is that. Women feel very, very comfortable around me, and especially when I'm doing work. So I told my wife, it's like, look, listen to me. You cannot be a jealous person. I work in a business where drop dead gorgeous women are gonna come and hug me, kiss me, and tell me they're loving me, and they're seeing them naked and all this kind of stuff, and you cannot say anything. Because that's my job.
Yeah.
You know, probably some I've done, some I haven't, but they have this connection with me because they feel connected or they feel respected.
Yeah, they feel very. Yeah.
And so it's all business. So you have to understand, you cannot be a jealous girlfriend or a jealous wife.
Right.
Because then I can't work. So, and I took her to a body paint exhibition where I did a live painting with a bunch of nude women, and they were like completely nude, and they were hugging me, kissing me, and all that kind of stuff. And my wife was like, oh, okay, I get what he's doing. So I have a very different approach when it comes to all this, because I really was very honest. I said, if you're going to be a jealous woman.
Now, I got to give shout out to my girl. I did do a show, and that's with these girls and stuff, and and, you know, she was there filming it and all that. And actually, I don't think my dad's wife, she was like, oh, hell no. Yeah. That can't happen. But you got to understand, it's a business. It's what we do. You know what I mean? And I think you got to get a female, a woman that can understand that business, like what you do. Because women, you got to understand, man, women want to feel, you know, comfort, romance. All that other shit. Let me tell you though, and I know I'm not the best romantic. I'm not a romantic guy. I'm not a person that if you don't kiss me, it doesn't mean you don't love me. I'm not the type of guy that you have to hug me every day. I'm not that guy. But if you with somebody that is that person, it is kind of hard to try to be like that when you're not that guy. I never really got, like, I don't give a fuck if you cook for me. I don't care, you know. And, you know, my wife, she's like, I don't feel like I can. Don't, hey, look, man, it don't matter. You ain't got to cook for me. You ain't got to get my plate. Get my own damn plate. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm that guy. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I'm
not a guy to send flowers just because. I'm just not that guy.
Well,
you know what I mean? And I don't think that makes me not love a person.
Well, I'm actually kind of like you.
Because
my wife is like, oh, baby, I love you and all this kind of stuff. And I always tell her the same thing. I put up with you.
Yeah.
I always say that. And she goes, why do you always say that? Why don't you tell me I love you? I said, here's the reason why. Every woman that I've been with, and I actually have, and this is not hyperbole or I'm making this up. I actually had a woman tell me, what defects do I have in me? What is something wrong that I have? I said, shit, I'm fat. I'm going balding. I gave those. He goes, no. You're the perfect man. You're the greatest boyfriend. And I said to her, it's like, I have women that told me that they want to marry me, they want to be as all this kind of stuff, but they all betrayed me.
I'm sorry, y'all, if y'all heard this on a podcast. That is somebody that's probably getting their ass whooped right now. Go ahead.
So, what was it? They all told me that they love me. And I'm going to ask you a question. How many times you been told that you've been loved? How many times have a guy offered you the man and the moon and the stars and all this kind of stuff?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And how many have they delivered? None. Okay. So now you're going to be with a guy that's very rarely tell you, I love you. But I'm going to make sure that every moment that I'm with you, I'm with you. You're going to be the center of that moment. You know? You're going to feel loved, protected.
And you know, appreciate understand. It. Let me say this, man. Every time you say Barry, it sounds like you're saying Barry.
It's the accent,
it's
man.
Gonna it's be a... Barry, Barry. I'm like, damn, nigga, this nigga like Barry. Raspberry, strawberry, blueberry.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. No, but when you say you're happily married, you say you're happily married. Mm-hmm. I would never say I'm happily in a relationship. Let me tell you why. I'm gonna tell you something. Happiness is called something you pursue. The guy was talking about this. He said, everybody goes back to just fine. You have that moment where you're happy. You have that moment when you're joyful. You have that moment when you're down. You have that moment when you're frustrated. You have that moment when you're mad. But once that goes down, you go back to, I'm just fine. So I don't think that when people say, I'm in a happy relationship, I'm in a happy relationship. Now you're in a relationship and it's good. You know what I mean? And the reason why I say that is you're not happy all the time. Nobody's happy all the time.
Well,
so when you know, but hear me out, when you speak on your relationship and you say, I'm happily married, the guy was breaking down the term, you're happily married at that time. Because in another 2 hours or in 2 weeks when you hear this podcast and I ask you, are you having a baby girl? I got that there. You know?
Okay.
So it's going to change. The time that we're speaking, you know, you can be happy.
I understand the concept, but I disagree.
Okay. You're supposed to disagree. You ain't got to always agree.
No. I'll tell you why. Because
happiness is something you pursue.
Yeah.
Temporary emotion, just like any other emotion.
Yeah, but the thing is, we have to look at ourselves as boxers, okay? In the sense that a boxer, everybody looks as he's one in the ring fighting against something in the ring alone. But guess what? The boxer is not alone.
No doubt.
Okay? He has his corner, okay? And when you have a corner, no matter if you win or lose, yeah, you're going to be fine. Because if you have a good corner.
Okay, look what you just said. You're going to be fine. That's exactly what I'm not.
So what is it? So when you have a situation where I have a shitty day, you know, and I'm, you know, my wife drives me in. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
But when I get home, that's my kingdom. That's my heaven. And that's when every time I come in and I see my wife, even when she's mad, I'm like, you know what? I love being here. And that's the reason I say that I'm happily married.
Hey, you know what, man? She must suck your dick a lot.
Yes, she does.
God damn, she suck licking balls, ass, and the most shit.
No, I gotta
have threesomes with your wife. Cause God damn, you trying to make sure.
Hey, man, I'm feeling bad over here.
No,
me too. That nigga said, my kingdom. But now I come in this motherfucker like a trailer park some goddamn time.
No.
They getting on my goddamn nerves. Leave me the fuck alone.
And
going up here. Oh. I don't want to hear the shit. Shut the fuck up. No, you shut up. I don't give a damn. Fuck that. You get the baby. Yeah, I don't care if you had him all day.
And check this out. My wife is my wife is Colombian. She is taller than I am. I'm 5'10". She's taller than I am.
No and wonder you're speaking so good.
Yeah,
about it.
No. Knock your but the thing is, with her, is that in reality, we see ourselves as like, we're going to be okay no matter what. Because we got each other's
back. Let me say something. See, your story is too good for ratings. Yo, let me hear yours. Man. He got to bring the roses. She's my heaven and my kingdom.
No.
I got to hear the drama.
I hear these moments where, you know, I go out of town a lot.
A lot.
And man, a lot of times I be ready to go.
I'm flying down, man. Hold on.
I be happy as hell on that call, too, though. Hey, they going out here.
That motherfucker accepted everything. Hey, look, I need you. I got it. I got another guy. Man, I got it. Don't even worry.
I'm on the way.
Hey, that man be in Miami Monday. He be in California Tuesday. Man. Then he be in Oklahoma Wednesday. I'm like, damn, nigga, when you gonna get home?
Hey, yeah. I hear about that too, though, man. I'm telling you, man.
I can imagine that one.
Man, you really can't. So, check this.
You take a lot of pictures, though.
Man,
and
hey.
Post them all.
Look, check this. All right, imagine this, right?
Yeah.
I've been gone 7 days, and then I get back, and then I got to be gone for 3 more days, a day after I get back. Man, I don't never hear the end of that shit. And then, look, every time I go on the wire, people be like, man, you must ain't got no woman. I'm like, yeah, I do, and I'm get my ass beat when I get home, too.
Because you know why? Because you already know what it's going to be. But, hey, I want to say something. I appreciate y'all staying our stories. And I'm going to say this right here. We still love our women.
Oh, hell, man.
Through the ups and downs, through the slips and falls, man.
There's actually a song in Spanish about
that. We don't know Spanish.
No. There's a song in Spanish that talks about like a bunch of drunks talking about, you know, like singing songs against women. And there's this old guy that says, it's like, don't do that. Because we could drown ourselves in the pubs. We could drown ourselves in liquor.
Yeah.
But you got to admit, our best fucking moments are right next to a woman.
Yep. No doubt. Yeah, yep, you're right about that.
Let me say one thing real quick.
Yeah, and we'll get to our last.
Try to fix everything you said now. You're buying flowers today.
This ain't finna fix it. This gonna make somebody mad. Rest in peace to DMX. What they really want from us.
What these bitches want from us, nigga. Today. Hey, I just thought you played it on the podcast, but it's called copyright infringement.
Let me get that check.
Yeah, you better know it. Monetized. Let me get that. All right, so look, man, I appreciate, we talk about the women. So, hey, look, just let you know, hey, we love y'all women, man. We just had to speak on y'all on this podcast. So now we're going to get to our last segment of the day, which is called Brutally Honest. That's when I ask you a question, and you got to be real about it. Brutally Honest. If you're not, I will rag your motherfucking ass.
Put you on blast.
On blast. So, the question of the day comes from Mr. J.
And man, it's crazy. I even got this question. No wonder you was like, I got a topic for us today.
So,
the question is this. Have you ever lusted after another woman while you was with your woman?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. Look. of course I have. I have. It hasn't been. It hasn't been in the last. How long me and her been together? It ain't been in the last.
Hey, I'm finna put your ass on blast. Guess what? Hey, come on now. Hell no.
This heat level entertainment, right? Of course I have. I done seen him like, God damn. But it's looking. Look, but don't touch, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because I don't give a fuck. Women do that shit.
Yeah.
They will lie to you and say they don't. But you know how a nigga be when she sees somebody, you like, Dude, cool though, huh? Yeah, man. Yeah. He a big nigga though, ain't he? And you know we going to Miami, so they're gonna have shirts out. Shit. Yeah, you know I'm in shape, but you know some niggas are gonna be like, yeah, you're like, oh yeah. That's a big nigga right there. Ain't it? Yeah, he's big. Knowing you probably were looking at, I gonna try to get ahead of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, you know, dude. Yeah, you like that car? That car nice though, ain't it? Yeah, it's nice. If we gonna get ahead of, because I already know you like the car.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh man, I ain't got to wait then.
Nah, you ain't got to wait.
Keeping it all the way 100, man. Hey, like you said, it's looking, you know, sometimes, man, like my wife look good, you know, man, I love looking at her as well, but man, you know, you be out sometimes, and shit, and you catch that in the corner of your eye, like, damn, I gotta do a double take, you know, like, man.
Hey, well, I hope she didn't see you. Hey, let's be honest, man, look, it's always gonna be, brother, man, a woman is always going to be somebody that physically looks better, dresses better.
What are you talking about? Somebody's going to look better than me? No, hell no, man. No, come on.
Everybody look better than you, Mike. Fucking motherfucker. But you do like a radio VJ. And it's real, though. You know, I think that, and we're going to end it at there. But I think that that's true, though. I think that everybody's always going to be somebody dressed better than you. Like my guy said, love yours. J. Cole, like you said, love yours.
Yeah.
There's always going to somebody have a better car than you, more money than you, have a girl that looks better than yours. But basically, you don't want to get caught up with that too much because, you know, if you got somebody that's going to be by beside you, like you say, and it's going to be there for when a tough time, I'm saying they ain't even got to look like a quarter piece. They can look like a 5-piece, but you know what? The way she is a quarter piece. So it ain't gonna even matter about the physical.
Right, no doubt.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, lusting after somebody is still a fantasy. In fantasy,
you have 15 seconds.
And the fantasy, there's nothing wrong. Everybody smells great. Everybody talks nice. Everybody's polite. Yeah. But the reality is different. And that's why I love my wife.
Yeah, but that's why people like Usher married the girl like he did marry at that time. Because I was like, damn, I know you can get something to look better than that. But, yeah. Hey, but you know, hey, no, shout out. You know what I mean? I ain't going to shout out no other people that got some ugly wives and girlfriends. And I'm thinking, dang, you got all that money, man. You can get something better than that. But like you said, our beauty's in the eye of beholder. And I think that's bullshit. I just think you like who you like, right? It is what it is. All right, so, so check us out, man. If y'all want to go and y'all want to see the visuals of this podcast, y'all go to YouTube. Y'all type in Heat Level Podcast. That's Heat Level Podcast. If you don't know how to spell that, you're a dumb motherfucker. Okay, now if you want to go and listen to this, man, on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play, y'all type in Heat Level Podcast and y'all check it out. And I have a website that's up now, which is heatlevelent.com. You can go there and you can go to anything of my shit.
Go check it out.
You go to my YouTube page, man. If you want to listen to my music, that's Joaquin TV. That's Joaquin TV. That's WYQ. Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Y'all know what's up, and y'all can make sure y'all go check her on Spotify, go listen to my music. I got about 8,000 listeners right now, so I'm trying to get up to 100,000 for the year over with. So y'all make sure y'all type it in. Y'all go and listen to it on Apple Title. You know what I'm saying? It's Joaquin, W-Y-Q-E-E-M. That's W-Y-Q, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Y'all know what's going on. Jay, thanks for another episode. Mike, thanks for checking in again. Talk about your wife like she's the best wife ever. Maybe you should clone her motherfucking ass and sell her ass and hustle Hollywood. So that's how we gonna do that. So y'all already know what's up, man. Appreciate everybody listening. Make sure if you're on YouTube, you like, comment, and subscribe. And if you listen to my podcast, come on, throw me some stuff. And y'all listen to the questions, man. Y'all give me answers to the questions, man. We try to be in the top 100. We try to hit number one, baby. Y'all know what's going on. So you know, like I always say, I'm about this bitch.
Peace.